I'm Joyce Greenleaf, the Regional Inspector General for the Office of Evaluation and Inspections in Boston. With me is Team Leader Maria Mataloni to talk about the evaluation that examines volume, outcomes, and timeliness of first-level Medicare appeals. Maria, can you tell us what a first-level appeal is?
Sure, Joyce. When Medicare denies a claim, a provider or beneficiary can appeal that decision. A first-level appeal means that Medicare will take a second look at the decision that was made on a claim.
And who would the provider or beneficiary file their appeal with?
They would file their appeals with the Medicare contractor that processed the claim. They're responsible for processing first-level appeals. The contractor generally has 60 days to take the second look at the claim. They can decide to pay the full claim, pay part of the claim, or deny it.
If the first level appeal is denied, could a provider or beneficiary appeal again?
Yes. There's a total of 5 levels in the appeals process, all the way up to federal court. We focused on first level appeals for this report.
So tell us what you found, Maria.
Well, in 2012, Medicare processed over 1 billion claims. Out of those claims, 3.7 million were appealed at the first level. In fact, fewer than 3% of denied Medicare claims were appealed in 2012.
Can you tell us more about the claims that are appealed?
About 80% of first-level appeals were for Medicare Part B services and 20% for Part A. But Part A appeals have increased by over 500% from 2008 to 2012. Most of the increase was with appeals of inpatient hospital claims.
That's a huge increase. Do you know what's behind it?
Yes. We think that the recovery audit contractors are driving a lot of the increase. They're a type of contractor that's responsible for identifying improper Medicare payments.
And overall, how successful were those who appealed Part A claims?
Actually, they weren't very successful. In 2012, only 1 out of 4 Part A appeals was decided in favor of the one making the appeal, also called the appellant.
How about the outcomes of the Part B appeals?
In 2012, about half of Part B appeals were decided in favor of appellants. This was also the case for appeals of physician services, which make up most of the Part B appeals.
Interesting. Can you tell us any more about the items and services tied to these first-level appeals?
Unfortunately, we don't have much to report on that. Most of the recovery audit contractor appeals involved short-term inpatient hospital stays. Aside from that, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, has limited data available. However, it's implementing the Medicare Appeals System for first-level appeals. This is a database that will have specific information about appeals. It should make it easier for contractors and CMS to track appeals.
Your report also looked at the timeliness of first-level appeals processing. Has the increase in the appeals of inpatient hospital claims had any effect on contractors' processing time?
Yes, it has. Processing timeliness for Part A appeals dropped in 2012. Contractors told us it was because of the increase in recovery audit contractor appeals. Part A appeals typically require the review of an entire medical record, so they're much more time and resource intensive to process than Part B appeals.
Will the Medicare appeals system help CMS keep tabs on the timeliness of appeals processing?
It definitely should. The system will provide CMS with a lot more information to monitor first-level appeals. In fact, 2 of the 3 recommendations in our report have to do with the Medicare appeals system. We recommended that CMS use it to oversee contractors and to monitor data quality. Our other recommendation was that CMS encourage information sharing, like best practices, among its contractors.
And how did CMS respond to your recommendations?
CMS agreed with all 3 recommendations, and it's in the process of implementing them.
I want to thank you, Maria Mataloni, for talking about your important work on first-level Medicare appeals.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.